Chapter 10. Since Nayland Smith's return from Burma, I had rarely taken up a paper without coming upon evidences of that seething which had cast up Dr. Fu Manchu. Whether, hitherto, such items had escaped my attention, or it seemed to demand no particular notice, or whether they now became increasingly numerous, I was unable to determine. One evening, some little time after our sojourn in Norfolk, and glancing through a number of papers which I had brought in with me, I chanced upon no fewer than 4 items of news bearing more or less directly upon the grim business which engaged my friend and I. No man, I honestly believe, appreciates the unemotional cruelty of this Chinese. Throughout the time that Dr. Fu Manchu remained in England, the press preserved a uniform silence upon the subject of his existence. This was due to Nayland Smith. But, as a result, I feel assured that my account of the man's deeds will, in many quarters, meet with an incredulous reception. I had been at work, earlier in the evening, upon the opening, the inscrutable Dr. Fu Manchu,